This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. Governor Tony Evers' biennial budget would provide millions of dollars in additional funding for K-12 schools that serve English language learners. The Department of Public Instruction says Wisconsin's more than 50,000 English learners have the lowest achievement numbers of any student group.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum examines the English learner achievement gap in a new report. WUWM education reporter Emily File spoke with Policy Forum researcher Ann Chapman about what she discovered.
English language learners, only 16.6% scored at proficient or advanced level for third grade reading. And in terms of the achievement gap, that's 26 percentage points lower than English proficient students. So that's a very large gap. In terms of eighth grade math, it's 36.6% of English proficient students are proficient or advanced on the statewide test in eighth grade math. If you look at English learners, only 4.3% score as proficient or advanced. So that particular achievement gap really jumped out at us. And, that's something's going on there that requires a little bit more investigation.
So that gap between English language learners and English proficient students in eighth grade math, that was a 34 percentage point gap.
That's a 34 percentage point gap, right.
Mm-hmm. So that raises the question of what more could be done to help these students. And schools are required to provide support for English learners, but state funding to help districts pay for it is pretty low and in some cases, for some districts, non-existent. So can you talk about how Wisconsin funds support for English language learners?
Yes. The state only has one sort of extra funding program to support those students because those are educational expenses that sort of go beyond the average student. And the state has one program, and it's designed to help districts that have kind of high concentrations of English learners, so specific concentrations of English learners in certain grades. That's about 52 school districts in the state get that state funding. There are 350 school districts total that serve English learners, and the rest of those school districts don't get extra state funding to serve them.
You actually point out that the three school districts in Wisconsin with the largest percentage of English learners, which are rural districts with more than 30% of students who are learning English, Abbotsford, Arcadia, and Independence, they receive no additional state aid for those students.
Exactly. So, yeah, that is telling. Over 30% of their student populations have this extra need. And like we talked about with the special education funding, those school districts have to pull resources from the general education program to serve those students.
And then even in the districts such as Milwaukee, which has the highest number, about 9,000 students who are English learners, even in the districts that do receive some extra state aid, they're reimbursed for only about 8% of expenses?
Correct, right. So even the districts that do get a little bit of that state aid, there's a huge portion of those costs that are not covered with the extra aid.
So is Wisconsin's funding mechanism for English language learners different than other states?
It is unusual in the sense that it uses this reimbursement method. It's only one of a handful in the country that uses this reimbursement method. There was some discussion during the Blue Ribbon Commission on school funding last year. There was a national consultant that was able to sort of look at funding for English learners across the country. And although our system makes it a little bit hard for us to compare to other states, her sort of quick analysis was that on a per pupil basis, we fund at the lowest level.
And you point out in the report that a lot of states, they fund English language learners by weighting the students so that schools receive more funding per student.
Yeah, I would say the majority of states use either weighting in their formula, so those students are provided with more funding because they're weighted at more than 100%, or the state provides some per pupil flat amount within their regular funding formula. So it's integrated into overall funding. That's the route most states take. We note in the report that in the current proposed budget that Governor Evers has submitted, he is proposing a number of additional funding programs to support English learners. The most significant one is to help those other school districts that don't get any funding now, and that they would get $100 per pupil, per English learner pupil.
And he also has a few other proposals. Could you talk about those?
So first, for the existing bilingual bicultural aid program, the governor is proposing increasing the reimbursement rate. You mentioned earlier that right now the amount appropriated allows for about 8% of the costs to be reimbursed for the affected districts. The governor is proposing increasing that reimbursement rate to 15% in the first year of the budget and 30% in the second year of the budget. So that's a significant increase. And there are some additional programs to, to use sort of grants for school districts to apply for to encourage them to sort of beef up their English learner programming, and some targeted money for districts that have English learners at the lowest level. So really targeting some specific funding for kids who are struggling more than average.
Are there any other thoughts, anything else that you want to highlight from this report on the achievement gap between English language learners and their English proficient peers?
Just that it's important to note how far below proficiency levels some of these English learners are, and it would be good for educational leaders and stakeholders to outline why that might be. Maybe there are good reasons for it. Maybe it's the way we measure English learners. I mean, in some sense, English learners is a very different subgroup from others. English learners leave the subgroup once they become proficient in English. So when you're measuring their progress, it might be hard to really measure it, in the sense that if you have a lot of English learners that are pretty advanced and are reclassified as proficient, they sort of drop off in terms of measuring their progress. And that may be part of this, but we don't know. So we're trying to highlight this to sort of raise some questions and maybe do some further investigation.
Ann Chapman is a senior researcher with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. She authored a report on the English language learner achievement gap, and she spoke with WUWM's education reporter, Emily Files.
The Policy Forum will continue its analysis of Governor Evers' biennial budget proposal in the coming months. More information is at WUWM.com.